This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. We appreciate all our sponsors and all those that are viewing our shiurim. Today, Mishnah 674 is dedicated by Rabbi Nathan Iskava in loving memory of his father Seymour, Zichrono Libracha. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and I strive to teach with pictures and cartoons and to give everybody a greater clarity in Torah. In a sense, Torah shows is trying to beautify Judaism. We hope that Hashem should give us the koach to continue this very important series, and it should be noticed and appreciated. We also appreciate our sponsors, Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh. It's thanks to them that we're able to reach, Baruch Hashem, many students around the globe. This should also be Aliyas Neshama for my father and father-in-law. So the Mishnah today is in Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet Mishnah Tet. When is money that's found in Yerushalayim considered Maaser Sheni? So we know that you're supposed to eat 10% of your crops that grow in Israel in Yerushalayim. This was a fantastic mitzvah because it brought everyone to greater Yerushalayim, since while they were picnicking and barbecuing with their food, they were able to transfer the fruits and to buy meat. It was an event because the family got to see up close Kehanim and Leviim and Yidin serving Hashem at the Beis HaMikdash. So now the question is, you found money, and it's an Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, let's say. Do you assume it's Maaser Sheni money? Now, usually they were potent on gold coins, and if there was still a lot, they would add some silver coins or copper coins. Now, usually they didn't keep these type of coins together. Not like us, that we throw our change together. Maybe some of us do keep our quarters separately. So basically, you found the coins, and it was in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. So do you have to assume that it's Maaser Sheni money, that someone transferred from his crops to the money which can only be used to buy food to be eaten in Yerushalayim, because it still maintains its kedusha, or can you assume it's chulin? So says the Mishnah, Kol hamaot hanimsayim hareilu chulin. All money that's found can be assumed to be chulin. Now, this does not apply to Yerushalayim during the regel. If it was found in Yerushalayim during the Yamim Tovim of Pesach and Shavuot and Sukkot, then we do assume the money was probably from Maaser Sheni. People came to be Ola L'Regel. They had their money, and they really were meaning to buy food to eat in Yerushalayim. Okay, so far that's the rule. So it says the Mishnah, Filu dinar zahavim ha-kesef v'im ha-ma'ot. So even if you would find gold and silver and copper together, the halach is, it's chulin. Unless, like I said, if it was in Yerushalayim during the Regel, then we have to assume that it's Maaser Sheni money. Okay, so that is the exception when you find that money in Yerushalayim during the Chagim. Matzah b'tochan cheres v'katuv alav ma'asir, harei zeh ma'asir. But if let's say you found a piece of pottery together with the coins, and on that piece of pottery it said ma'asir, so then you have to assume that that is Maaser Sheni money. It can only be used to buy food and to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Maybe Zeche, that this Mishnah should really be halacha l'maaseh with the coming of Mashiach, the building of the Beit HaMikdash, when Yidden will gather from all over the world to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll be using their Maaser Sheni money to buy food in Yerushalayim. Tizkeh l'mitzvot, and thank you again to the Eskava family for sponsoring today's Mishnah, as well as our other sponsors. Thank you, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.